This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forgive me, I have scanned. The government wants you to view them as God. To do that, they attempt to reproduce views of God. God-verment wants you to see it as omniscient, everything about you, omnipresent. It's constant presence. Cameras watching you everywhere, on your phone, on your computer. And as omnipotent, presenting itself as all-powerful and irresistible. This is why the police are becoming increasingly brutal and publicly getting away with it.
This is the fog for what I would liken the specter of these global corporations to just take over.
Yeah, that's right. And what it really does is it gives them all that power. Having all that knowledge, then they now know how or who they have to deal with in their societies to be able to control the outcomes. That's really what I've been saying for several years, is that their whole idea is population control. And in order to do that, you have to have knowledge about the population, and that's what this is giving them.
A security clearance to even be able to function and have a job, even in the private sector. I mean, this is beyond Hitler's best dreams, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it's well beyond all Orwell's in 1984, too. I mean, it's getting into not only the things that you're doing and who you're working with and who you do those things with, but also what you're thinking. And that's really where this is heading.
And then openly blackmailing you to submit and do everything you're told, or they will lower your social score so you can't operate in society and can't travel.
Yeah, and if they can't get to you, they'll get to somebody you care about, just like the KGB did.
On December 1st, 2016, the spy state will slip a Fourth Amendment violating procedure into the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. Notice the term procedure. According to an article released by the Electronic Frontier Foundation back in April, the amendment to Rule 41 isn't procedural at all. It creates new avenues for government hacking that were never approved by Congress. The proposal would grant a judge the ability to issue a warrant to remotely access, search, seize, or copy data when the district where the media or information is located has been concealed through technological means, or when the media are on protected computers that have been damaged without authorization and are located in five or more districts. It would grant this authority to any judge in any district where activities related to the crime may have occurred. The first part of this change would grant authority to practically any judge to issue a search warrant to remotely access, seize, or copy data relevant to a crime when a computer was using privacy-protective tools to safeguard one's location. All of those using a VPN service, or even those denying GPS location of their devices through a map app, for example, are subject to being implicated by the little-known procedural amendment. And while the federal hackers are hacking your device or computer with malware, malicious hackers with far better experience hacking botnet devices will be hacking the federal government, causing any and all of your private data to be exposed simply because you were exercising your right to privacy, which is apparently a crime now. And all of it done with zero public debate.
2.5 weeks ago, it was discovered that there were 17 cell towers in the southwest, southeast actually, that were fake cell towers. They were, rather than transmitting phone calls directly to who you were talking to, they were planting software on the devices that you were using to connect. You don't have to actually put a cell tower beside the road or on top of a mountain. You can put it in the back of your car and put an antenna on the top of your car and be anywhere. And they look and sound exactly like real cell towers. These devices are manufactured by the Harris Corporation. They're the only company that manufactures them. And they have a contract with all of their customers saying that the customer cannot talk about where they bought the equipment from or the fact that they own this equipment.
Google was founded by the CIA and NSA on record 14 years ago. Apple is really a CIA front. Microsoft is pre-CIA. It's an IBM front that actually created the CIA. You might want to look into that. Who set up IBM? What its goal was? World domination, master race, eugenics. IBM was probably the main funder of Hitler. You're a new listener. That sounds crazy. Just please look it up. Okay.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're only 50 days out from the inauguration of Donald Trump. And as I warned everyone weeks ago, the Democrats and the globalists are not giving up. These people have overthrown countless nations. These corporate combines openly fund the most radical forms of Islam to butcher and murder millions of people during the Arab Spring across the Middle East and across Africa. They're not playing games. They're not giving up easy. We have to realize they are savage military enemies of this country and of free people everywhere. We have to harden ourselves against them and realize these are our sworn absolute enemies that want to make us poor and break us and abort our children and poison our food and our water with their GMOs and fluoride. You understand? They hate you and your family. And the minute you start realizing that is the minute you turn the corner. They are globalists. What you think? You think they just stop at wars? Look at all their occult garbage. Look at all the pedophilia worldwide at the tops of these organizations. We're dealing with devils. And they've got all their useful idiots out there who watch mainstream TV and believe it's their right to ignore the people's vote. It's okay to vote and then have what you do stolen by the political party. just like we saw the arrogance of George Will, the Washington Post, saying we're going to ignore the majority vote for Donald Trump in the primaries because we don't listen to a mere plurality of the people or a majority. We listen to the sovereigns of the party, the sovereigns. These people believe they're royalty, gods over us. And they run the gamut from mercenaries to arrogant pieces of tyrannical filth like George Will to the true evil that's above them that feeds on their fellow humans in a predatory fashion. So, now, I have a clip where Paul Watson breaks down the fact that they've got electors lined up, ready to vote against Trump. And I can confirm this report. I was told over a week ago that they had 15 of the electors ready to jump ship and perhaps more. Now, they get 40-something folks, bye-bye Donald Trump. Now, you're going to say, well, he's elected. They'll never get away with it. It'll cause a civil war. That's what they want to do. They've got their people hopped up and whacked out of their brains, all because Donald Trump wants to try to cut taxes and has brought Carrier Air Conditioning back and has brought Ford back and is about to bring Apple back. They want to be screwed. They want to be hurt. They want to be losers. They have mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness. They worship the tyranny. They enjoy it. They have no lives. They have no future. But they associate their personal power, their entire identity with MSNBC, with CNN. Now, they are a minority of people, dumbed down fools, manipulated from birth. They can be black. They can be white. They can be Hispanic. They can be Asian. What they are is fad-driven idiots who believe that it's a cool idea to get on the bandwagon to try to block Donald Trump at any level. And they're going to do it at every front because, listen, the globalists almost had the United States destroyed. They almost have the UK destroyed. They almost have the European nations destroyed. They are continuing their program of impoverishing populations by design. The EU's own documents have been released decades ago. This is their plan. This is their program. They almost had us where they want us. The spider had almost gotten us completely tied up in its web so it could finally then have its meal. But America is now in its death battle, is now in a death struggle, and so is the UK and others, against this scourge that weakens our society, that weakens our cultures, that dumbs us down, that nerve gasses us with the psychic propaganda that spews out of the television set. And I'm telling you, you have to realize these are not just dupes at the high level doing this. They all, at the highest levels, consciously understand what they're doing and believe through sheer force of demonic will that it's their right to rule over us. Now, Paul Watson has another very powerful piece. We'll air after this, and we'll go back to David Knight dealing with Jill Stein as a complete idiot. And that's a viral term he uses to spread the video. But look, Jill Stein knows exactly what she's doing consciously. And Hillary keeps playing possum, and her lawyer comes out and says, don't be part of the recount. Meanwhile, she's got her ground troops in Michigan and other states launching the recount. So they're trying to disrupt things. They're trying to create some numbers in states that he won to look like he may have stolen something, to add legitimacy to these electors, which they've already organized when they make their announcement that, oh, because it looks like the vote is in question, we're now swinging against Trump and for Hillary. But they were already organizing day one to pull the electors from the Electoral College before they went and started the recounts that haven't even begun in most of these states. So it's on, folks. Understand this. This is serious. This is real. And they mean business to bare minimum destabilize the country further. And George Soros has got his proxy armies of Black Lives Matter, the jihadis, and others like the communists activated and rolling out and ready. And the mainstream media, just like they backed the Arab Spring and Anderson Cooper said how great it was, will praise them as they burn cities to the ground. Look, we got Trump elected so far, but he's not in office yet. And there's many battles yet to come. But his sin is that he's not out to get America. His sin is that he wants Americanism, not globalism. And that's why this is such an incredible and amazing time to be alive. But it's time to get focused, it's time to get angry, and it's time to spread the word of the information war like you never have, not just spreading our videos, not just spreading our articles, but also on the ground with posters and micro FM and calling into talk shows and calling into C-SPAN and marching and going out and engaging these anti-Trump people and really lovingly but very focused getting in their face and saying, break your conditioning, fool. Because most of them have only gone off the peer pressure of mainstream media. And most of them you can take out of the trance very, very quickly. But we've got to get engaged even more now. The battle for the Republic and the planet has just begun. And remember, none of this is our opinions. We've proven it completely. We're on target. We're the patriots that are defending America. We're the ones that have been proven right. We're the people that should have everyone's respect. That means all of you that have spread the word for decades. You are amazing what you've done, bucking the globalists when it was early on, when everybody was against you, going against the peer pressure, having the will, the historical understanding, and the guts to do what's right. I salute every one of you. Now, here they are, back-to-back, Paul Watson's reports.
In a sensational new development, TV host David Pakman says he was told by a high-level source that 15 electors in states that Trump won will refuse to vote for Donald Trump.
This is something that, if true, is absolutely huge. And what my source told me is that there is a coalition of at least 15 electors, electoral voters, electors, Trump electors, who have decided that they are not going to cast their electoral votes for Donald Trump on December 19th.
Pakman went on to say that the electors are lobbying other members of the Electoral College to not vote for Trump. The goal is to prevent Trump from getting the 270 electoral votes he requires to become president. If Trump loses 37 electoral votes, it will put him under the 270 benchmark and throw America into a constitutional crisis. One elector in Texas has already resigned, saying he will refuse to cast his electoral vote for Trump because he doesn't consider the president-elect biblically qualified to work in the White House. Jill Stein's recount could also throw the result in doubt in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Electors are also being bombarded with death threats and pressure to change their votes from Hillary supporters. This would be totally unprecedented, and it's a long shot, but it illustrates the left's desperation to do anything to sabotage Trump. Many of these electors will be breaking the law if they vote against the will of the people in their states. But in most cases, the punishment is a fine of just $1,000, and many of them will happily pay that to try and keep Trump out of office. As with the recount, it's virtually impossible to prevent Trump from taking the presidency. But this Dirty Tricks campaign will help create the narrative that Trump's presidency is illegitimate, a narrative already being framed by the constant assertion that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, derailing Trump's effort to implement significant policy changes within his first 100 days. Could 15 or more electors really be planning to defy the democratic will of the American people, over 62 million of whom voted for Donald Trump? Jill Stein is a complete idiot. Her recount campaign has nothing to do with electoral integrity. It's a vicious assault on the very bedrock of democracy itself.
This is not being done to benefit one candidate at the expense of the other.
Really? Is that why all the recounts are taking place only in states that Trump won? Why not a single recount in a blue state that Hillary narrowly won? Jill, Trump won Pennsylvania by 78,000 votes, while Clinton won New Hampshire by less than 3,000 votes. She won Minnesota by less than 44,000 votes and Nevada by around 26,000 votes. Smaller margins than Trump won Pennsylvania in every case. Why no recount in any of those states? Why a recount in Michigan, which doesn't even use electronic voting machines? None of their systems are even connected to the internet. Both Stein and Hillary Clinton's campaign admit they have no proof whatsoever of any fraud. But Jill's only doing this because she really cares about democracy. democracy. In fact, Jill cares so much about democracy that she spent the last few days fawning over someone who spent his entire life sending democracy activists to gulags.
Fidel Castro was a symbol of the struggle for justice in the shadow of empire. Presente.
So you're calling for electoral integrity while praising a dictator who ruled for half a century without a proper election.
Americans deserve fair, transparent elections.
You're saying Americans deserve fair, transparent elections while genuflecting over someone who presided over a one-party state for 50 years. Give me a break. Hey, Jill, Cuba's last election seemed a little bit fishy. How about a recount there? And while you're at it, why don't you audit California and find out how many illegal aliens voted for Hillary? That's not going to happen, is it, Jill? Because this has nothing to do with electoral integrity. It's about you remaining relevant, having failed to get barely 1% of the vote. It's about you fooling people into giving you a ton of money for something disguised as a recount, which when you read the fine print actually says the surplus money is going straight into the Green Party's back pocket. It's about you trying to regain lefty street cred by doing Hillary's dirty work for her. It's about the left trying to delegitimize Trump's presidency before it even begins, by stripping him of his Electoral College margin of victory, forcing Congress to directly select Trump. So all the butthurt "Hillary won the popular vote" morons can go out and riot again, full of contrived righteous indignation. Unless they engage in brazen fraud, Trump is still going to be president. But given that the recounts probably won't even be done in time, they're going to use this to disrupt the Electoral College vote before December 19th. Oh, and isn't it just rich that the raised corpse of Hillary, "Only people who hate democracy challenge election results," Clinton, is now hovering in the background of all this. Maybe November Hillary should have listened to October Hillary.
To say you won't respect the results of the election, that is a direct threat to our democracy. Look, some people are sore losers and, you know, we just gotta keep going.
The same hack who lectured us about being sore losers refused to even concede to Trump on election night until Obama basically forced her to. She also reneged on a deal with Trump to concede within 15 minutes of the Associated Press announcing the winner. Now George Soros, globalist despot who specializes in overthrowing democratically elected governments, has been connected to the recount campaign. Well, imagine my shock. Listen, don't think that just because Trump won the presidency, they're actually going to let him become president without a fight. The political elite don't play by the rules. The rioting, hateful, butthurt, intolerant left are their attack dogs. They're perfectly willing to trash democracy when the result doesn't go their way. Look at Brexit. Nearly 6 months later, they're still doing everything to sabotage it. Between now and January, we have a massive battle on our hands. Listen up, Jill. We know you have complete contempt for democracy. We know you're bought and paid for by Team Hillary. We know you're a lying piece of shit. Why not just admit the real reasons for all this and stop pretending it's about electoral integrity while you simultaneously praise dictators who once imprisoned and killed those who actually fought for electoral integrity? Take your George Soros money, go back to being a political failure, and stop being used as a pawn to overturn the democratic will of the American people.
All right, it's December 1st. I'm David Knight here live in the studio. We're going to be having Gerald Celente join us in the next hour. He's going to be looking at, I'm sure, a lot of economic issues, post-election issues, looking forward to seeing what Gerald has to say about the cabinet picks that we've seen, especially the Treasury Secretary that we had yesterday, Steve Mnuchin. There's been a lot of talk about Steve Mnuchin, and we're going to get to that first, but I want to follow up with what Paul Watson was just talking about, the 15 electors saying they're going to refuse to vote for Trump. You know, most of this elector stuff and the talk that we've seen has been coming from Democrats, isn't it interesting, in Colorado and other places like that. But I'm sure there's a strong never Trump strain in there. I think it may have to do with Trump picking Reince Priebus. Perhaps he picked Priebus to shut that down. Remember, the same thing was happening in the lead up to the RNC. They were saying, well, we had an election and you should have electors going to represent the particular candidate But they're not. They're going to vote their own conscience and defy what the electors want. That was what the Never Trump people were pushing at the time. And actually, I think that was probably a more dangerous time, because if you won a state, you didn't get to pick those electors. And so we saw Ted Cruz going in and getting people who supported him rather than people who supported Trump if Trump won the state. We saw that happening over and over again. It's a different deal when it comes to the Electoral College. In the Electoral College, you have a slate of electors that are picked by that party. So if you can keep that party in line, if you can have somebody like Reince Priebus keep that party in line so that you've got people who are supporting the Republican rather than Hillary Clinton, then I think we're going to be in good shape. And I think as we look at all of this talk about Jill Stein, we got to remember that this lady not only doesn't understand economics, she's a socialist. She's praising Castro, as you just saw in the report from Paul Joseph Watson. She doesn't appreciate democracy. She doesn't understand how the process works, just like these people who immediately took to the streets. They looked at a lot of these protesters who were arrested. Most of them were not even registered to vote. Okay, that's the way they participate in the elections, is after the fact to burn stuff down. But she doesn't even understand how the appeal process works. She missed the deadline in Pennsylvania by a full week. That means that those 20 votes would still be there for Donald Trump. And if that all holds, then even if she's able to stop these other two states from participating in the Electoral College, then he would still have 280 votes. So that's something that bears watching. I think that explains a lot of the things that are going on there. And, of course, it is a move to really come after the Electoral College. We need to understand that as well. All these people who are pushing for this, it's kind of interesting. I was going to talk about this yesterday, but we didn't have time to talk about it. They've actually got a group that names themselves after Hamilton. The irony of it was that Hamilton was an elitist who didn't trust the people. He supported the Electoral College, and yet these people are saying, well, we want Hamilton electors. We want to have a direct democracy. And it's like, that's not what Hamilton supported. You don't understand history. You don't know what the guidelines are. You don't understand any of this stuff. But as I pointed out before, the Electoral College is a good thing because it is a firewall against the corruption and the concentration of power that we see in large states. And we have an article on InfoWars.com from Alan West pointing out this very fact. He said, these numbers should shut up liberals about the Electoral College once and for all. But he makes a point in it. He says, our founders, in their infinite wisdom, created the Electoral College to ensure the states were fairly represented. Why should one or two densely populated areas speak for the whole of the nation? And again, we have to understand, they viewed, and they rightfully so, the federal government was a creation of the states. It's not just we, the people, that created the federal government, but the states created the federal government as well. And they were so concerned about the concentration and consolidation of power in the federal government that we have now seen become a reality in our lifetimes, that to try to avoid that, they separated power not only within the federal government, but also between the people and the states. They gave the state governments the power to directly appoint senators and other things, which we have now repealed. And that's why we have the kind of concentration that we have in the states. But still, it remains as a firewall to having New York and Chicago and L.A., New York City, those three cities essentially pick the presidency. We can see what's happening even in North Carolina, where there really is a legitimate recount going on there. At the very last minute, a very corrupt Democrat center, Durham in North Carolina, extended their election times for an hour and a half, and then at midnight they came in with 100,000 votes that switched the election around for the governor. And yet we see the Democrat lawyers who are pushing for this recount saying, we don't want a recount in North Carolina because at this point, with Durham's votes thrown in, heavily skewed towards Democrats, the Democrat candidate is winning in North Carolina. When we're looking at this recount, I heard on the radio yesterday somebody had someone from, I think it was Wisconsin, might have been Michigan, but I think it was with Wisconsin, fighting with Jill Stein. They said, this is highly unusual for a candidate who got less than 1% to demand a recount. She has absolutely no chance of winning. And, of course, it's not about that. We have a report from Kit Daniels talking about how Hillary is holding up with this and also kind of touches on the motivations behind this, not only the self-serving motivations of Jill Stein, but also the motivations of the progressives, of Barack Obama initially calling on Hillary Clinton and saying concede, but now encouraging her to participate in the process because he thinks that progressives are stunned and helpless and they've got to rise out of their stupor. And so he thinks this is going to be a morale builder. Stay with us. We'll talk about that and other issues when we come back. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in studio, and Gerald Celente is going to be joining us in the next hour. He's going to talk about post-election issues. He's going to talk about the economy, the global effects of the Trump presidency, trade. He's also going to talk about some of his top trends for 2017. And, of course, Gerald Celente's publication is Trends Journal. So we want to see what Gerald sees ahead for 2017. We've seen a lot of optimism after the election. I want to talk about the pushback on free speech. I want to talk about the reaction to Hillary Clinton is having. And I want to talk about two different aspects of the reaction to free speech. Let me finish with what I was talking about just before we went to the break, which is this report from Kit Daniels, a report that from an insider saying that Hillary Drunk Hillary is demanding a recount to, quote, lift her spirits. Maybe she's going from first lady to bag lady, you know, wallowing in her self-pity, alcohol the gutter with, but with mountains of cash to comfort her. They say, this is a Clinton insider, said she's weepy. She looks 10 years older. She's very whiny. She's been drinking wine pretty heavily, much more than usual. She mopes around all day, swimming in a sea of recriminations and complaining that her campaign managers were incompetent. Bill and Chelsea didn't work hard enough. FBI Director Comey was in league with Trump. It's not her fault. See, it's all these other people. It's this vast right-wing and now a vast left-wing conspiracy against her as well. Everybody has conspired to deny her her lifelong ambition. So sorry, Hillary. You know, I was I've said many times I never thought that we would get Hillary in jail. But I thought we could if we defeated her, then it would be a punishment worse than jail. And maybe that's happening. I just can't contain. I'm sorry. Anyway, additionally, they say President Obama, who pressured Clinton to concede to Trump on election night, also encouraged her to jump on board Jill Stein's recount effort to make the globalists look less defeated, said the source. They said the president felt the progressives were acting stunned and helpless and had to rise out of their stupor. Contesting the results of the election was the best and fastest way to stir the morale and the fighting spirit of a demoralized party. He is a community organizer. He works with all these people that are surrounded by George Soros folks. And this whole thing is an effort to try to delegitimize the election. Seriously, this is the tactic. We pointed this out from the very beginning. As soon as they started the riots, like, oh, this looks like a color revolution from George Soros. What do? They always paint the victor as corrupt, as racist, as, well, not racist, but authoritarian, because in other parts of the world, they don't really have that is not the central leverage. It's typically a class struggle. In America, they've made it a race struggle. That was the brainchild of Bill Ayers and his people, the radicals from the 60s. They realized that they weren't going to be able to organize the communist left along the same lines that they would in Europe, so they chose to try to divide people by skin color. And that's worked pretty well, their white skin privilege. So we know that's the way they've worked in other countries. We know that they tried to delegitimize the election. They tried to personally attack and demonize the person who won. And then they get these social justice warriors, college students, to get violent and to stage a revolution. And so that's what they're trying to do. I don't think they're going to succeed, but that's the tactic on it. Also, before I get to this other news, we see that we've got the usual suspects, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, out working hard on 9/11, working not for the American people, but for their Saudi masters. Okay, The Hill reports GOP senators want to amend the Saudi 9/11 bill. So it wasn't enough that they would delay compensation to the victims of 9/11 for 15 years. Now that passed because that was not something they were going to be able to sell politically, and especially after Donald Trump pushed for the missing 28 pages out of the report. If they want to blame 9/11 on the Saudis, then let's have them compensate us for it, okay? But now we've got McCain and Graham rolling out an amendment to a law that allows the families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia so they can protect Saudi Arabia from the victims. They say that Saudi Arabia did this, but say no. And here's the way they're going to do it. They want to change the law, which is JASTA, it's the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, which sailed through Congress so that lawsuits can only be brought against foreign governments that, quote, unquote, knowingly support terrorism. See, it's kind of like Hillary and Comey. Hillary said, oh, she's got all of these felony violations of national security, but she didn't do it knowingly. She just didn't know what she's doing. And, you know, when they deliberately erased and electronically shredded the disks, she didn't do that knowingly. There's no intent to evade the law or to break the law. Just stuff just happens, you know, for the rich and powerful at the very top. And so they want to tell us on the one hand that the Saudis did it, but then on the other hand that they shouldn't be held responsible. And, of course, the 9/11 families and survivors United for Justice Against Terrorism are not having any part of that. They quickly slammed that. Now, at the same time, we see that there's a lot of talk. Bloomberg is pushing this idea. Listen to this. They're expanding this narrative about how Russia put out these this information about Hillary Clinton. Remember the Red Scare? You know, WikiLeaks was an agent of Russia. Well, now the conspiracy theory widens, because if you, through social media, put out some of the information that was exposed about Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, now you are part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. Not only right-wing, but the Red Wing, I guess we should call it, the Red Scare conspiracy. And this article from Bloomberg says Russia weaponized social media. See that? Weaponized social media. This is a company called FireEye. I wonder if their corporate logo is Sauron from the Lord of the Rings. That would be appropriate, wouldn't it? Russia's government, they said, didn't just hack and leak the documents from U.S. political groups during the presidential campaign. It used social media as a weapon to influence perceptions about the election, according to cybersecurity company FireEye. They say material stolen by Russia's intelligence services was feverishly promoted by online personas and numerous fake accounts through links to leaked material and misleading narratives. Here's the fake news thing coming in as well, right? So they enlarge this. They go on to say they have to do something about the spread of fake news. And it has enlisted demands from Jill Stein to look at the election. Why? Because there's fake news, they say. See, Jill Stein is not about any kind of election reform. So she could have talked about voter machine fraud. But when we talked about it, when we talked about voter fraud and we talked about machine fraud, we were labeled as conspiracy theorists. But now they think they can use it to stop Donald Trump. So just like globalism was originally a conspiracy theory, and then they said, oh, that doesn't exist. That's just in the mind of some people at InfoWars or whatever, this whole New World Order and globalism. That's just a conspiracy theory. Then they said, no. Globalism is a good thing. You need to understand it's a good thing. Even though it may have destroyed your life, it may have destroyed the middle class in America, no, it's a good thing. Then when they lost the election, they came back to calling it a conspiracy theory again. I mean, this is like 1984. You know, first these people are your enemies. Now they're your friends. Now they're your enemies. They think we don't understand. And so after telling us this lie about all these leaks coming from Russia, and of course we had people like William Binney, people like Steve Pachinik, they're saying, it's not coming from Russia. These are patriots in the United States who are sick and tired of this corrupt regime. They're sick and tired of seeing national security that they really think ought to be protected being just thrown in the trash by Hillary Clinton. And they don't want to see this kind of cronyism that we have seen from, and corruption that we've seen from Hillary Clinton, kind of RICO corruption, the kind of mafia corruption that we've seen with the Clinton Foundation. You know, you want to believe that WikiLeaks and InfoWars and all of social media is a Russian conspiracy? How ridiculous is this getting? But it just keeps metastasizing. And it's not limited to Bloomberg that's selling this, or the Washington Post that's selling this, or FireEye that is selling this. This is now being enacted into law. RT points out that the House has passed an intelligence bill aimed at thwarting Russia's influence over people in governments. Understand where this is coming from. They're using FireEye to sell this idea that now it's not only just the fact that we can see the corruption in these emails, the exchange of money for favors, the backroom deals that created ISIS. No. Don't look at that stuff. And if you look at that stuff, if you pass that around, you are part of the Russian conspiracy. We've got to do something about it. The House of Representatives has now passed an intelligence bill. It's got to go before the Senate. What are the chances it'll win there? Pretty good. Because you've got both the Republicans and the Democrats who want a deeper security state. This is a 93-page bill passed by the House, 390-30. It was done yesterday. It calls for setting up a new interagency panel to suppress Russia's alleged attempts to, quote, exert covert influence over peoples and governments, reports the Washington Post. So you understand that all this nonsense that began with the leaks of the DNC about this all being a Russian conspiracy, this is now making its way into law, bipartisan law. They say that they're going to counter active measures by Russia to exert covert influence. What are they going to do? Are they going to use Voice of America to counter Russian propaganda, as they say, inside the United States? Because it was a couple of years ago that they said we're going to remove the restrictions of this propaganda media outlet so that they can broadcast into America. So they've already been laying the groundwork for that. They said this is going to include exposing falsehoods, agents of influence, corruption, human rights abuses, terrorism, and assassinations carried out by the security services or political elites of the Russian Federation or their proxies. So now they're going to be countering this. They are going to be coming after false news by the Congress itself. Yeah, it is weaponized, all right, but it's not coming from the people who share the stuff on social media. It's not coming from WikiLeaks. They're simply telling people the truth about our corrupt government. That's what they don't want to see. And when they go in and say part of this is going to be updating whistleblower protections in the intelligence community and requiring declassification review of intelligence reports on detainees transferred out of Gitmo by Obama and George Bush. Well, you know, if they want to make it easier for whistleblowers, maybe you should listen to some of the whistleblowers, like William Binney, who said this isn't Russia that is pushing this. Okay? This is really dangerous, folks. This is getting to a much larger scope. And take a look at what happened to Breitbart yesterday. We have this up on Infowars.com as well. First, we had Breitbart being boycotted by Kellogg's. Kellogg's came out and said, well, we're going to end our relationship with Breitbart because we don't like the views expressed. They don't align with Kellogg's company values. So they pulled their advertising. Well, what are Kellogg's values? Breitbart came back out and did a report talking about how Amnesty International has been blasting Kellogg's for child labor. There's Kellogg's values. Okay, Breitbart evidently doesn't support child labor in third world countries, and so they don't support. So Kellogg's is going to pull out their advertising because they don't support their values. Okay, now Amnesty International has been investigating a company called Wilmar. They are the world's largest processor and merchandiser of palm oil, and they control 43% of the global palm oil trade. Wilmar provides palm oil to Kellogg's and other producers of consumer electronics. Amnesty International said there's serious human rights abuses on the plantations of Wilmar and its suppliers, including forced labor, child labor, gender discrimination, as well as exploitative and dangerous working practices. They say, in terms of child labor, Amnesty says some children start working at the age of 8 and on, and all were below 15 years of age. Some children have dropped out of school. They work for most of the day. Children are carrying heavy loads as they have to carry sacks of loose fruit, and some transport wheelbarrows full of heavy palm fruit bunches over uneven terrain and narrow bridges. So, this is the war that's going back and forth. And in response to that article, Breitbart then launched a counter boycott to Kellogg's. And they put it up as a Twitter hashtag, #DumpKellogg's. And that went to number one on Twitter because people are sick and tired of this. We understand what's behind this. We understand what FireEye is doing. We understand what the House is doing, now pushing this fake news narrative and trying to shut down outlets like Breitbart for publishing stories that they don't agree with. Censoring people on social media, saying that social media is now weaponized by the Russian government. And then our House and soon-to-be Senate saying we're going to have government ways to push back against social media is really what they're saying, folks. So understand what this is about. And understand this is one of the reasons why we fund the operation the way we do here at InfoWars. For two reasons. Number one, you don't need to be eating cereal that is loaded with sugar and palm oil. So we said, let's give people some healthy stuff for their to take care of themselves, take care of their families. The other part of it is so that we don't become vulnerable to these kinds of boycotts that are inevitable with big corporations. This is why the big news corporations tiptoe around these stories about Big Pharma and other issues is because they don't want to lose their corporate sponsorship. And so they're very susceptible to this type of thing. Breitbart is not taking this lying down. They're going out with a counter boycott. Hopefully that will be successful. But one of the things that we do, as I said, is we support our operation by offering you directly fine quality products that are going to help your health. One of the things that we offer is DNA Force. DNA Force is a very unique product. It has BioPQQ, It is a compound that's backed by over 175 clinical studies. It's very hard to secure. It's very expensive to produce. And it is synergistically mixed with other ingredients, other potent antioxidants like vitamin C that you can get in a lot of sources, but we get the best quality sources. We combine them with unique things like BioPQQ, and that is something that you can support our operation with and you can support your health with, or other things like BrainForce, another very unique thing that we offer here at InfoWars that is my favorite supplement because I can definitely feel that, you know, when you do something that helps your immune system or you do something that helps your DNA, you're not going to feel that. You may look at yourself over a long period of time, and when I take these supplements, I see that I'm not getting sick like others in my family that would take them. I mean, typically, we're getting all of our kids to take this stuff now because we've just been taking it, my wife and I, a lot of these supplements that are there just to supplement your health. We've been taking that. We find that we're not getting as sick as frequently as the kids do. So it's like, okay, we need to extend this to everybody, not just to us. But when I take something like BrainForce, I can immediately feel how that focuses my mind. I know that it has a direct effect. So we offer unique products that gives us an independence from this kind of boycotting from corporate sponsors. And you're going to see this happening in multiple ways. They're pulling out all the stops, the fake news narrative, the censorship on social media, calling social media weaponized, and now boycotting from financial sponsors trying to put people out of business. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Welcome back back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente. Actually, he's going to be hosting the next hour coming up, talking about what's ahead in terms of not just the election and the economy and the news that we've seen this last year, but also talking about what Gerald Celente sees as the top trends for 2017, because that's what Gerald Celente focuses on. His Trends Journal is always looking ahead to see what the next trends are. So I'm eager to see what he thinks is ahead for 2017. You know, as we look at what's happening with this carrier deal, I think it's interesting to see the narrative develop. It is a huge win for 1,000 people. It is a huge win for Donald Trump. And so they can't really deny it. Instead, what they say are things like this: don't read too much into this carrier win. That's Wired Magazine, which now has become as left-wing as Politico, the Huffington Post, Washington Post. Wired Magazine says, hey, don't read too much into this carrier win. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's a win. It's a win for Donald Trump, and he's still 50 days away from becoming president, but he's already doing things I've never seen a president do before in my life, and that is picking up the phone to actually save American jobs, doing things that actually fulfill his campaign promises, and he's not even president yet. And I want to go back and play a clip from Barack Obama mocking Donald Trump, saying he's not going to be able to save your jobs. He wouldn't even refer to him by name. He'll say a guy, and I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him any publicity here. Here's that clip.
But for those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back.
Yeah, because you're going to put
and
entire
when
industries
somebody
in
says,
bankruptcy.
Like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. So,
yeah, he does have a magic wand, and he doesn't even have your power base, Barack. You're still president, but you wouldn't do anything to try to save these carrier jobs, would you? So here's a guy. And he's 50 days away from taking the office that you have used to say you're going to bankrupt the coal industry, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to help your friends at Solyndra. You didn't help anybody, Barack, and you denigrated this and said, has he got a magic wand or whatever? Well, how did he do that? We don't know the details yet. The Hill and other people are saying that Trump puts companies on notice with this carrier deal. They say it's a statement. On Wednesday, from Carrier, said that there were incentives that were offered in Indiana that were an important consideration in the decision. So that's something we need to take a look at. But still, there's other ways that he could have done this other than just incentivizing it to stay. And, of course, these same types of things could have been done by Barack Obama. He did a lot of incentives to try to get solar power put in there, which I disagree with. I don't think that's what the government ought to be doing, is passing money from one favored industry or company to another. But he wouldn't do that for these people. He wouldn't do it for the people in West Virginia. They say Trump's team argued the carrier decision shows that Trump can build a positive climate for business. That's the key thing. See, that's what the president can do. He can create an environment that allows people to create jobs. He can create an environment that allows you to pursue your own economic future. Maybe that's even the path up for you. That economic mobility is to even create your own company. They said if you create a climate where employers feel the incentives are good enough to stay, taxes will be lowered, regulations won't be oppressive, they won't be under the burden of Obamacare, they'll feel like it's a more hospitable business climate, many of them may reconsider and stay, said Kellyanne Conway. That's what we need to see. We'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And then Gerald Celente.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.